Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
He's risen. When John the Apostle saw him, the one that was closest to him, he fell like a dead man. I want you to think about that a moment. You ever been in a situation where something just takes your breath? You know, maybe one of them rides somewhere where, you know, you ain't expecting to be that steep, and suddenly they hit the button and you see that on YouTube sometimes, people faint. They just go out. Well, John fell like a dead man at the presence of the Lord, and he touched him and he revived him. What was he seeing? He was seeing a glory. See, the glory, God is judging some things and changing a guard. And the glory has left it. Let me say it this way, in a positive sense. The church as we know it today is not the way the church will always be. And not that we're totally impotent as the universal church, but this is not the glory that Jesus died for and rose again for. There's a glory coming. Amen. And the latter house is going to be greater than the former. This is why the enemy bombards people with despair and discouragement, and tries disease and sickness and wars and rumors of wars and the economy and all this stuff. He's trying to distract you from the reality of what the kingdom is. We are governed by another system. And the systems of this world will try to suck all your gifting, all your talent, all your finance out, so that you don't have finance to sow into the real kingdom, where God says you sow and it'll be multiplied. One hand clap. Thank you for the amen over there. See, when you come to money, everybody's already caught up in the system. Don't talk to me about money. God's got a system. His system ain't broke. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer, winter, cold and heat, it will work. Question is, are you working it? Amen. So we see God wanted them to hear him and be priests, but they weren't prepared. And so God is changing a guard. I believe revival is imminent. Global revival. Amen. People are looking to get out of here, you know, for this, that, or the other, or whatever. But tell somebody, you ain't going nowhere. God has work for you to do. That's right. There's work for you to do here. And now. So, changing the guard, prepare for his presence. Let me go back. Eli had two sons. They were Hophni and Phinehas, and they were evil. If you were here Wednesday night, you heard the story. They were evil. They practiced stealing from the Levites, the offerings that were brought, the sodded offerings and stuff that were boiled. They took the best of it, always stealing from. And they also lay with the women in the temple. In other words, they were fornicators, adulterers. But yet they were in the place of the priests. So I want you to see something right away. That's going to put a stop to certain movements of God. God is not going to bless a mess. Amen. I said, God is not going to bless a mess. Listen, what God does when we see people, what these, like, I won't even say big ministry, but they're moving in the things of God, so-called, but they got all these skeletons in the closet. You know what happens? God will use that gift to bless people, but he will not honor them. At the end of the day, it's going to be shame. Amen. It'll be shame. It won't be honor. They won't have no honor. But God in his mercy and his grace, because gifts and callings are without repentance. So we see Hophni and Phinehas were evil, and Eli, the high priest, knew it, but he never brought it into check. I want you to understand something. It's real important. You know, we've been, most of us have been alive during the era of the mega church. It wasn't always mega churches. Wasn't always. Now, there have been big works, you know, tent revivals, things like that, healing and that. But what the problem tends to be with the mega, not all of them. I don't want to put them all in a category, but what the problem seems to be here is lack of accountability. I always ask myself, and I question this, even when we were at the church in Columbia, 60,000 people. And how many of these people's lives are truly changed? That was a question. I'm not being critical of it, but that's the question I have. How many of these people come to the altar every week for the same thing? How many have grown up? How many have taken on the word and become mature versus those that just think going and repenting and being saved every week? Saved every week. Saved every week. I don't doubt that they're saved, but God is after a mature church. See, certain things ain't happening until the church matures. And so the devil would love to keep us in infancy. Internal struggles. Staying offended. Amen. Wrong attitudes. Put people on lock. And just kind of do church. And do church. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be fulfilling because you left God out. Amen. So Hophni and Phinehas, they were sinful. Eli was sinful. Hophni's wife had a child during that time. Hophni and Phinehas were killed, and the Philistines took the ark. Ark, symbolic and representative of the presence of God. The ark, okay? And the Philistines took it. Hophni and Phinehas were slain. And when Eli got the message, Eli was very, very heavy. And when he got the message, fear struck him so that he fell back on his chair and broke his neck. And he died. And then Hophni's wife, who was having a child right at the time, birthed the child and named him Ichabod. Ichabod. See, the glory, the Hebrew word for glory is kabod. She named him Ichabod. And that word, that name means the glory has departed. You see, when there's sin in the camp and it's tolerated. Amen. It's tolerated and oftentimes celebrated. I want to get graphic here, but I mean, it's out there and open. Pastors, two men pastors got married. And they pastored in a church. Now, you know, hey, to each his own. But when you look at the Word of God and what God says, give me the Word. You do whatever you want to do, but give me the Word. Are you hearing? How is it? That's why we need to believe not every spirit. No matter how the gold is glittering, how large the congregation is, how modern the technology and the building, and how much money's passing through there. So what? Is it built on the Word of God? Or is it another spirit? Remember, the devil told Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you the glory of these kingdoms. Man has delivered it unto me. So you can't, just because somebody got three jet planes, drug dealers got four jet planes. So what? And more money too. More houses too. So what? A man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. We need to recapture and go back to the old landmark of truth. I'm telling you, everything else is going to shake. It's going to shake until God sees that there's no more tear in it. That is back into the pattern. That's why we must prepare ourselves. Prepare yourself for his presence. John knew him as the shepherd, but he met him as the risen Savior. He met him as king. And in the state he was in, he couldn't even stand. How about Daniel when he appeared to Daniel? After the 21 days of fasting and prayer, Daniel, the other men ran and hid. Daniel stood there, but he fell on his face dead too. There's something that has to be prepared for to meet God. And I'm not talking about in the sweet by and by, I'm talking about when he comes. When revival, when the tsunami wave of healing, when deliverance, when all these things come, will you be able to stand? Can you stand to be blessed? So Hophni, Phineas, Ichabod, Eli, all gone. That guard is gone. God dealt with that guard. He judged that guard.
Attention, Treasure Coast. A move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents,